whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Joanna Papineau, who is the owner of OMO, and we're going to find out what OMO is all about in beautiful downtown Westerly. Welcome back, Joanna.
Hello. Good morning.
Nice to see you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I looked through my records and I found out that the last show we did together was July 6th of 2019.
Wow. A lot has changed since then.
We've had a few occurrences in the country since that time.
Just a few.
OMO is a store.
Yes.
Retail store.
It is, correct.
And OMO means?
So OMO stands for On My Own. I worked in retail since I was 18, and I worked at a gallery called Sunup Gallery, and I'm actually in the same location that Sunup Gallery was in. I worked there for about 20 years under Nancy Klotz, and Nancy retired, and the store closed, and a few years later, I opened OMO. I actually share a space with Avondale Arts, a wonderful local art gallery. And that's where we are.
Right near, across the street from a restaurant.
Across the street from the Cooked Goose.
And next to another goose.
Yes, the Grey Goose Cookery. Yes, it's a nice little, we have a nice little,
yeah,
little area.
So everyone in that area knows about, probably has driven down that road that's...
On the way to Watch Hill.
There you go. All right. So now people have a general idea of where you are. If they haven't been there before, they should stop in and purchase something. But if they were, they wouldn't find, you probably don't sell many shotguns.
Definitely not.
No. You probably don't sell any livestock.
Nope. Okay, we do not.
So what do you sell?
So we sell a wonderful collection of women's clothing, jewelry, gifts for the home, things for yourself.
Okay, little knick-knacky type things and gifts, a lot of gifts?
We definitely have a lot of gifts.
Okay.
We've expanded our clothing collection considerably. When I first opened, it was mostly a jewelry and kind of gift store. That was my specialty at Sunup, was the jewelry. But when people came in, they, of course, recognized me from being in Sunup for about 20 years and said, we love what you have, but we so miss the clothing. So about 3 years ago, I started slowly bringing in clothing, and now we have expanded even further. There is another little building on the property where we have opened in the summertime a wonderful little section for clothing and accessories.
So clothing and accessories, things like that, just, yes, scarves and that,
right,
type
handbags
of thing.
And scarves and lots of great clothing.
Now, do you deal with name brand products, or is
this
discounted stuff?
No, name brand products. We kind of have a great collection of casual, elevated clothing. Brands like Frank and Eileen.
Casual, elevated clothing.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, exactly.
That means it's not cheap.
We have a wide variety, for
okay,
sure.
For
really,
all kinds of
we prices. Really want people to feel like they can come in and get a great little present. We carry, people come in just to get greeting cards. We truly carry a little bit of everything. We have things for babies. You can come in and get a present for your grandchild, a hostess gift,
okay,
housewarming gift, a little bit of everything.
You were about to give some name brands before.
For clothing, we carry Frank and Eileen. We carry Kinross Cashmere. We carry a couple great denim lines, Mother and Frame. We just brought in a new brand of clothing called Brochu Walker. Lots of different brands.
Okay, so it's definitely something that people should stop in and browse. What are the store hours of your operation?
So currently for spring, we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday from 10 to 3. Right around Memorial Day, we'll start opening 7 days a week, 10 to 4.
Wow.
Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 3.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
That probably means you're there almost every day. You
pretty
personally.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
But it's good.
You like
when
that?
When you love what you do, it doesn't seem like work.
That's important. You
absolutely.
Love what you do. So
I do.
Now as far as the product that you're carrying,
mm-hmm.
do you go to the shows and decide what new lines you might want to carry and
exactly.
change them over?
So we close for about 2 months in the winter, and that's when I do the majority of my buying for the year. So when we closed in mid-January, I went to Atlanta, which is always a big show. It's mm-hmm. fun, but lots of work.
And then, not much snow.
when I was there this year, it was actually colder there than it was here.
Really?
It was extremely cold in Atlanta in January.
But that's unusual.
It is. Yeah. And then I go to New York a lot for mm-hmm. clothing. You travel to New York many, many times for many different shows. So it was a busy off season for sure. But we've got a great selection coming in for the year. So we're excited.
Okay. And the size of the store, roughly, I mean, is it you're the principal person in there? Is there one other person with you?
So there's always two, potentially three of us in the summer there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So there's more than just you.
There's, correct.
I can see people lined up waiting to talk to you. And
no, never. But so in the summer, we have two spaces, as I mentioned, the additional little clothing area. So we at least need two people for that.
Okay.
So it's great.
So that means that people that are traveling down towards that Watch Hill area, stop in and look around. Is there a website they can check out if they want to make
absolutely.
Sure you get the right hours and so
we
forth?
We have, our website is omojewels.com. We're on Instagram and Facebook at omojewels. Mm-hmm. And I'm always posting new things. And our website is pretty current. Most of our product is on there. I'm always adding new things. So definitely
people can
check it out.
At the website and see the kind of product
absolutely.
You have. So
absolutely.
Do that now. Go to the website, check it out, and then you'll be prepared when you
exactly.
get there.
Exactly. You can take a peek and see what we have.
I'm betting, though, that when they arrive, there's always something new that maybe won't be on the website yet.
For sure. We receive new product certainly weekly, if not daily, especially this time of the year. There are always boxes coming in. So it's
okay.
fun. It's like Christmas every day.
Christmas every day. There you go. Now, the average, let's say some old guy like me walks in looking for an anniversary present.
Okay.
Is that the kind of place I want to go?
Absolutely. All absolutely. Right. You know, again, we have wonderful jewelry. You can pick up something, you know, we have a really wide price range. We want everyone to feel like they can come in and get a present. And then if you really want to get a, you really want to splurge, we've got that also.
So when you say jewelry, I mean, you're not the kind of jewelry store where someone would normally go to buy an engagement ring, perhaps.
We do have jewelers that we work with that can help with that, but we do not stock engagement rings, no.
Okay. So
but we do carry fine jewelry, but just not engagement.
You do carry fine jewelry, so there'll be
rings.
Precious stones. And
definitely.
You know, definitely, okay. So.
But we carry, you know, you can come in and get a little sweet pair of, you know, inexpensive earrings, too, that are fun and great for the summer.
So I can go there and find something for my granddaughter.
Absolutely.
Who's nine.
Absolutely.
And I can go there and find something for my wife, who's not nine.
Absolutely.
All right.
We truly try to have something for everyone. You All guys, right. though, are a little difficult. We struggle to find some great men's presents, but we're working on it.
All right. Well, you know, everybody has to have their little niche.
Absolutely.
Know, that does things.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as the brands that are concerned, do you find that, you know, back in the day, it used to be hard to carry a certain brand because they were fair traded or something like that. Those days are gone. You can pretty much carry whatever you want now, right?
Somewhat, but I really try to find products that are different and you're not going to see them down the street. And hopefully you might not even see them in a few towns over. You know, I really want us to be unique and that's important to me. I really search and work hard for that.
They're not going to find anything there that's probably in one of the big box stores.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Nope.
No, you made an attitude and a face on that.
No, there's nothing wrong with the big box stores at all. Again, we just try to be different. And we really try to feature American handmade, handcrafted products. Most of our jewelry is made in America, you know, by an artisan that is sitting down at a bench and making it themselves. And the pottery we sell are thrown, you know, in their studio in Brooklyn or Vermont or wherever, but definitely American made. We really feel strongly with that.
American made and handmade, which makes it always unique.
Definitely.
A great gift. The kind of clothing, I just want to get back to that again for a minute. You mentioned the word cashmere.
Yes.
And is that to me signifies something that's relatively expensive?
Yes, somewhat. But I think that if you find some really wonderful key pieces that you're going to have in your closet, you will keep them for many, many years to come. It's an investment now, but as the term fast fashion, you know, kind of things that are inexpensive and you don't wear them long and they're not going to last, it's an investment piece definitely, but you'll have it for a long time. Fast fashion is going away, and
yeah.
And we're going to keep things in our closets.
Well, there you go. That's a good thing. So you mentioned it's all, there's not many men's items in there. It's mostly female.
Correct.
So that's and all ages though.
Like I mentioned, we carry things. We carry this great line of stuffed animals, jelly cats. You know, people buy that as a baby present. The 3, 4, 5 year olds, even the 10 year old kids like to come in and get a new stuffed animal.
Okay.
Yes, our baby section is growing for sure, and yeah, they're in up.
We've but as far as clothing for young girls,
no, not clothing for okay. young girls.
All right, so adult sizes,
correct?
Pretty much,
yes.
All right, well, that's good to know, and that's again the kind of thing that you don't find everywhere. So it's an opportunity for people to have a little excursion, get out, and find something new, exciting, and high quality.
Definitely.
All right. All right, we're going to take a short break at this point. We're going to listen to some commercials, perhaps one of yours, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with the owner of OMO. Joanna Papineau is here, and Joanna, you've been in business now for, what, about 7, 8, 9 years? How long?
We just celebrated our 8th birthday on April 1st.
April 1st was your so this
it
week.
Was.
Oh well, happy birthday!
Yes,
happy
thank you. Birthday. We're so excited.
Did you have a cake?
April 1st was actually on a Monday, and we were closed, so we did not.
Oh.
But we're doing some fun things this week, all trying right. to get people, you know, to come in this gloomy weather. So we actually are having a little sale, and we've got some fun things happening this week. So
all right, so
definitely should come check it out.
But no cake
no
is what
cake.
You're trying to tell me.
If you come, Mike, we'll have cake. How about that?
All right. I'll make a point to make sure that you have it. OMO Jewelry is located in Westerly. If you wanted to tell people, what is that section called?
We're on Watch Hill Road. It's 95 Watch Hill Road. We are on the way to Watch Hill. We always kind of say we're halfway between Westerly and Watch Hill.
Okay.
We are diagonally across from the Cook Goose Restaurant.
All right.
I think everybody kind of knows that great spot.
Right, a little plaza there with several businesses in it, including the Grey Goose.
The Grey Goose is next door to us, yep.
Right near the Goose territory.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So we talked a little bit about how long you've been doing this and the kind of products you have in that first segment that we did. I want to make sure people know the website, which is easy to remember.
It is. It is omojewels.com.
Jewels with an S.
J-E-W-E-L-S. Yep.
Okay.
We have lots of product up there. You can purchase from it if you're not local. Yeah, it's great. As I mentioned, our Instagram and Facebook, I post often, almost daily. So
you
that's exciting.
You even have one of those things called a telephone, right?
We do.
Still?
Yes. We certainly do. And our number, even though it's Connecticut, is 860-961-4678. It is my cell. You can always text and reach me there anytime.
All right. So there's a way to get a hold of Joanna. Now, lots of things happen during the summer months. You told me that you extend your hours. It's a 7-day-a-week operation after Memorial Day. And there's more employees involved.
Definitely.
You have some interesting things like a trunk show coming up.
We do. We have lots of summer trunk shows.
And some are, for those people that aren't familiar, this has nothing to do with elephants.
Definitely not. Okay. People often ask what a trunk show is. And the root of it kind of stems back from traveling salesmen when they used to go around and they would literally have their goods in a trunk. Okay. So while that's not what our artists do, they do bring a very large collection of their work. So say it's a jeweler. If it's a jeweler, where I might normally carry 20 or 30 pieces of their work, they could come with 200 pieces of their work. Sure. So people who follow them and like them or collect what they have, whether it's clothing or jewelry, it's a great time to see, you know, a real nice variety of what they carry.
Opportunity to meet the artist too.
And it's a great opportunity to meet the artist. Absolutely.
That sounds like a fun thing. And how often does that happen? Every month or every?
So in the summer, it's pretty much every week. We've got a really, really, it's weekends and we have a really full schedule. So it's exciting. The schedule will be found on our website in the next week or so, but and it will also be posted on Instagram. So stay tuned. Okay.
So they can you can check it out, and that sounds like just an interesting thing to do, to go and have the opportunity to talk to someone.
It's great. As you mentioned, especially the jewelers, people really get to spend time, and the jeweler can tell you about the gemstones and where they come from and the process of how it's made. Again, it's all made by hand by these people. It's really pretty special.
Is there opportunity sometimes for someone to say to a jeweler, I'd really like something like this?
Absolutely. Custom work can be done for sure. Sometimes people even have a special gemstone that they want set, and that can be talked about too. That can be discussed. So it's a lot of fun.
Great opportunity and in a great location. So it's a fun place to go. You've also received, as a little birdie told me, wasn't a goose, but a different bird, told me about an award you received.
We have been very lucky to win Best Of in Rhode Island Monthly Magazine for 2022 and 2023. We won Best Woman's Boutique in South County. I feel incredibly grateful to all who have voted for us and love to come into our shop. And the voting now is live again for this year. So if you happen to pop on to Rhode Island Monthly and vote, we'd love for you to think about us.
Now, I know you're being a little bit humble. That's quite an accomplishment, considering the fact that you're not one of those places that has 35 employees that tells their family to all go out and vote and that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
That's you, pretty much.
I'm very blessed. I, as I mentioned, love what I do, and I've had clients for, at this point, almost, 25, 30 years. Some people come in and shop with me, and I've helped them pick out presents for their wife or their mother or their daughter, and now the next generation is coming in and shopping with us. It's really special, and I'm very thankful.
At some point, you're going to feel a little bit old when something like that happens.
I do. When I hear that some of these, kids that used to color on the floor when I was, back at sunup are now in college or getting married, I feel a little old, but that's okay.
So if you missed the timeline here, you're continuing in a space that you used to work
in. I'm continuing in a space that I have worked in for 30 years.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
It
definitely feels like home. There's no doubt about that.
I would hope so after that amount of time. And we also covered the fact that you carry women's apparel and you carry some baby gifts and you carry
ceramics. Things for the home, lamps, beautiful lamps, handmade lamps. Again, you can come in and get greeting cards or pick up a little hostess gift. There's truly a little bit of everything.
Yeah, when you mentioned lamps, that was not something I was expecting you to say. That's something you don't see in very many places, in handmade lamps.
Right.
You're talking
about. These are beautiful. They're handmade right in Massachusetts. We have another potter that makes some beautiful lamps out of New York City. So, again, the American handcrafted thing runs strong in my veins.
That's absolutely very important. American made, handmade, and an individual item you're not going to find somewhere else.
Definitely.
Perhaps, right?
For sure.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about the jewelry. And you mentioned that there's all kind of price points. You can get something that's relatively inexpensive and all the way up to fine jewelry and precious stones and so forth. Are there any brand names that people would recognize?
Or? Sure. We carry, for fine jewelry, we carry Susie Landa and Paul Morelli. And we're excited to bring in a jewelry designer from California this season, Zoe Chico. We also have a great designer, Jane Wynn, who is from Pennsylvania. And everyone is kind of coveting all of her talisman pendants these days. We carry Lizzie Fortunato, Chan Liu, also out of California. Another new designer will be Jenny Bird. And then we have lots of, you know, smaller designers that that are
maybe with just
American
a few
made.
Items, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's what would you say, you know, I'm throwing kind of oddball questions at you, but if would you say that your store turns over once every, you know, 2-3 years, is it the kind of thing where stuff is changing even more rapidly than that?
Stuff is changing all the time. People, you know, some people come in every couple of weeks and are like, wow, everything looks new and fresh and amazing. Things turn over quite quickly, for sure.
Oh. And with the artists, the jewelry artisans, do they change stuff around too, I would imagine, if you had stuff in there? And
They don't change things around necessarily, but we're always buying new. So it's always fresh and lots of fun things to see.
Okay, so let's see. We covered the ladies or women's apparel, and we covered the baby gifts and anniversary gifts and things like that. What would you say your busiest time of the summer is? Is it pretty consistent, or is
July
there a high
and
point?
August are definitely busy. Not only busy because of customers, but because of our trunk shows. It's definitely a busy time. We also, in my shared space, Avondale Arts, kind of our sister shop. Avondale Arts also has their own set of trunk shows. Like, we'll be having a great needlepoint trunk show coming up. They have art classes. So that's another fun space to check out. You know, you can come and kind of stay with us for a while and visit. There's lots to see in our location.
So just to explain the shared space, so to speak. So in other words, there's no wall between you and Avondale Arts?
Correct. Or? No, okay. No wall. Nope.
So it's just you come in the door and you have two shops.
You've got two wonderful shops. Absolutely.
Two shops in one.
Exactly. Okay.
But different ownership. So,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I would imagine that has to be a very cooperative effort, and you have to get along well.
For sure. And we do. It's great.
All right. Well, I think we've covered most of the stuff. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention as far as what's coming up or any other product lines that you you want to mention? I know that sometimes people do a show like this and they say, oops, I forgot to talk about, but I think we've covered quite a bit here.
I think we've covered quite a bit. As I mentioned, right now we're having a little sale. We also have our really big summer sale the third weekend in August, so still a ways off, but fun to plan. Definitely follow us on social media if you're on social media, because we're always posting the events and, again, sales and all the new products, so it's a good way to keep in touch.
Okay. Yeah. Can if someone's listening that happens to be an artisan and they're listening and saying, boy, I wish I could get my product there, they can contact you also, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can go on our website, and there's a link to send us an email. And you can do so, and we'll review and get back to you.
Maybe somebody listening is going to be a new product line of yours.
So exciting.
Well, Joanna, thanks so much for coming in. I hope the next time it won't be 5 or 6 years, but it'll be sooner than that. And I hope
things go
well this summer.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. We hope to see you soon.
All right. And we'll see you on Company Break next time.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.